In the epistle of our Lenten Mass today, children, the prophet Isaiah tells us, "Loose the bands of wickedness, undo the bundles that oppress." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The first 3 days of Lent each year, children, the Church, you might say, lines us up, and just as she gave us ashes on Ash Wednesday, she gives us three weapons, because we're soldiers fighting for Christ to save our souls, or three tools to use, because we are students and we need our tools, our notebook and the pencil and maybe a computer even, I don't know, and our textbooks in order to do our studies. Or we're workers and we need our tools, our equipment, to do our job. The first three tools or weapons are fasting, which means giving things up, for you especially, and it means saying prayers. And if fasting means giving up, praying means going down on your knees and remembering to pray every day, whether or not somebody sees you, because God sees you. And then charity, which really means going to others and helping them out. Now, this is First Friday, so the Sacred Heart of Jesus comes to us and he asks us to help him out. He points to his heart. When you look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus, what do you see? You see his heart is crowned with thorns. And today is the feast day of the crown of thorns of our Lord. And his Blessed Mother, she has the same kind of a crown of thorns all around her heart. The story of the crown of thorns is a story of cruelty, of people, soldiers they were, I think some of them were servants or slaves too, being very cruel. They were making fun of Jesus, mocking him, because they heard that he said that he was a king, and they thought, well, this isn't much of a king, and so they did everything they could to mock him and to make him suffer. And so after he was cruelly scourged at the pillar, one of them fished out an old cloak that the centurions wore, and the cloak at one time had been beautiful scarlet purple, but now it was all dirty and ratty and everything, and they threw it around our Lord's bleeding shoulders, and then they took a reed is a scepter, and a scepter is, oh, it's sort of like a little kind of a wand, and it's about this high, and it's a sign of the ruling power of a king or a queen. Our Lady has a scepter in this statue, for example. Well, that scepter of a reed, which is just a piece of kind of like a weed almost, like a corn husk, one mystic says it was like a corn husk, and they jammed that in his arms, and then they took it from him right away, and they started to hit him over the head and over his face with it. And then they had made a crown out of thorns. It was like a cap that covered his whole head. They had a basket of kindling wood, and maybe they made the crown out of that and then jammed it on our Lord's head. And that's what hurt him most of all. Of course, it hurt him that people were cruelly treating him that way and making fun of him. But I mean, it really hurt his head, because you bleed from your head as from nowhere else, and there was all this blood, and the blood was in his eyes, and he couldn't see. He couldn't see to walk or what they were doing to him, and it was very, very painful. Our Blessed Mother saw all of this going on in her heart, and every time she met her son on Good Friday, she saw that crown of thorns again. But when they took our Lord's body down from the cross, when he died, well, then our Blessed Mother knelt down and she received the crown of thorns into her hands and she kissed it. And it was so sharp that it actually pierced her face a little bit. And our Lord's face and Blessed Mother's face started to bleed. And then she took it home as a most precious relic. And we have a little tiny, tiny relic of the crown of thorns ourself here, and that's on the altar today. Why did Our Lady love the crown of thorns so much? Because it had hurt her son so terribly. Why did our Lord accept and receive that crown of thorns that hurt him so much? Why did he want people to injure him and insult him? Not that he wanted them to sin, but he didn't mind suffering for their sins. Why, that was to make reparation. That's what we do on First Friday too, isn't it? By our communion, we make reparation. The crown of thorns on our Lord's head stands for all of the sins that we could ever commit, because sin starts with the head. It starts with your thinking. You know how sometimes if you're having a hard time concentrating, children, your teacher might say to you, all right now, this is what they said to me when I was your age. The teacher would say, put your thinking cap on, because you think with your head. So all of the good and all of the bad comes from our head. So our Lord, to make up for that, lets the wicked soldiers put all of these thorns, a cap, a crown, right on his head. What does that stand for? It stands for our thoughts. When we think unkind or uncharitable thoughts, when we're jealous of other people or we're envious of them, when we have those kind of I'll get back at you thoughts, when we think to ourselves, you just wait, you'll be sorry, or when we're vain and we think that we're so great and better than others, or when we're proud, or when we have impure thoughts or desires. Also, when we're worldly. You know, if you spend too much time staring at yourself in the mirror, too much time primping and worrying about your hair or your clothing or your jewelry or something like that, those are all thorns that pierced our Lord's heart and our Blessed Mother's heart. Today is your chance, though. If you were there on Good Friday, and if you could have gone up to Jesus and taken that crown of thorns right off his head, I think you would have. Certainly, any of us would have, to spare our Lord any more suffering. By the way, the beretta that Father wears going to the altar, that's supposed to make us think about the crown of thorns that Jesus wore going to Calvary. Well, you can take those thorns out of our Lord's head, and you can help our Lord not to suffer so very much. Because our Lord says, whatever you do to one of these, my least brethren, you do to me. So when we say, no, I'm not going to be mean today, I'm not going to be unkind, I'm not going to think about myself first, I'm not going to accuse others of sins, you know, be a tattletale or a troublemaker. What we're doing, with the help of Jesus and Mary, is taking the thorns out. If you say no to bad thoughts that are dirty or impure, if you start instead to say a little prayer to our Blessed Mother, or if you plan to do something that's kind, or that's thoughtful. If you don't think of yourself first and you think of someone else, if you turn your jealousy into praise for another, and you know how sometimes we want to blame or accuse other people, if instead we try to be kind to them and make up an excuse even, for not for ourselves, but for somebody else, what do we do, children? When we do those things, we take all of those thorns and we turn them into roses, beautiful, fragrant roses with which to crown Jesus and Mary. Really, every day of the year, that's what we do. We crown our Lord with thorns, or we crown him with roses. But today's the feast day, and it's our day of reparation. So today, let's all think about, during Mass, how much our Lord suffered, his head crowned with thorns, and let's plan to console him, make our reparation by crowning him with beautiful roses instead. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.